Let us be attentive.
You, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us. Save me, O Lord, for the godly man has failed.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
In the beginning, you, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest. They will all grow old like a garment. Like a mantle thou wilt roll them up, and they will be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years will never end. But to what angel has he ever said, Sit at my right hand till I make thine enemies a stool for thy feet? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to serve for the sake of those who are to obtain salvation? Therefore must we pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by the angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and was attested to us by those who heard them.
Peace be to you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus entered Capernaum, and it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, My son, your sins are forgiven. Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak thus? It is a blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, Why do you question thus in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take your pallet and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise, take up your pallet, and go home. And he rose and immediately took up the pallet and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this.
Lord, the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the 14th century, Christianity experienced rather a serious and turbulent debate, which required actually a series of councils of bishops to resolve, three councils to be precise, over the course of approximately 20 years. This wasn't all that new. Christianity had experienced such turbulent times with heretical teachings in the past, prior to that time, and frankly, since that time as well. The enlightened teacher in this trying debate in the 14th century is the Holy Father of the Church, to whom we honor this particular Sunday, St. Gregory Palamas. The debate was over the practice of hesychastic prayer, which acquires inner stillness, practiced primarily by monastics, but not only by them, and it is certainly not reserved to monastics. At that time, this debate sparked chiefly on Mount Athos, but it spread quickly throughout the entire Christian world. Inner prayer, or hesychastic prayer, is a personal prayer often involving, although not exclusively, but often involving, the repeated recitation of what is known to us today as the prayer of the heart, or the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Some of us know it and practice it by its longer version, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Both are good. This type of meditative prayer was commonplace throughout the centuries of Christian history, particularly among monastics. The purpose is to still the human body and to gain greater control over the bodily senses, and most importantly, to gain greater control over the inner being, the mind, indeed the whole person. But this is not to be confused with the meditations practiced in other Eastern religions. We do not use the Jesus prayer as a mindless repetition of an incantation that's supposed to just be a string of syllables. Not at all. It is not to be used as a mantra, aiming to get us lost in some sort of foolishness, thinking we are beyond the bodily experience or anything strange like that. In fact, the Church specifically cautions us against that approach. In other words, don't use it as open sesame, closed sesame. The whole purpose of hesychastic prayer or inner prayer is to gain greater control of the entire person, mind, body, soul. Having heard this, we may be rather easily tempted to think this was a silly debate, right? All of us understand that there is an inner form of prayer now, and all of us accept it and practice it in some way, shape, or form to various degrees of success. But this was not a silly debate. In fact, this was actually part of a much larger debate. In truth, the theological implications are greater, much greater. It took, like I said earlier, about 20 years to resolve, and it took the gathering of three councils, three different times, three different years apart. The bishops of the Church gathered in Constantinople, twice in the Cathedral of Hagia Sophia and twice in the once in the church of La Herne, as it's called. And we actually have records of this. We have even precise dates. The true theologians of the church, led, like I said, by St. Gregory Palamas, were challenged by a particular Athenite monk named Varlaam of Calabria. Also known as Varlaam of Seminara, this man was a highly educated scholastic philosopher and philologist, a teacher of languages. He was born and raised in this part of southern Italy, Calabria, which at the time was a Greek community. Varlaam taught wrongly that the energies of God are created. He spoke of them as created experiences, and not, in fact, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. St. Gregory Palamas says that God is unknowable in his essence, but is knowable to us in his energies. However, before I get too deep into the weeds of both theological debate as well as semantics of language, let's examine what this can help us with today, about 8 centuries after this major turmoil in the church. What does inner prayer do for me today, now? If we are honest with ourselves, we will admit that we are highly distracted beings. We humans of the 21st century have a very difficult time to focus and concentrate. In fact, we have become addicted to distraction. We have become conditioned toward this addiction to distraction through the overstimulation offered to us and the foolishness of multitasking. If we look up anything at all on the internet, we're flooded with pictures and videos and sounds to draw our attention to something other than what we're actually searching. It might be related because the algorithms are so powerful that it feels like they even figure out what we're thinking. But in fact, it is a distraction from the very precise thing we are looking for. If we watch news or a show on TV, we see a constant stream at the bottom of updates, breaking news, sports scores, weather alerts. Constantly we're bombarded with this. As we have accepted these practices in our society, as we have accepted them and embraced them and feel even quite proud that we can listen and watch and even read those 2 scrolling lines, right? Because we want to see both the breaking news and the updated sports scores. As we have done that, we have become more and more rushed, more and more stressed, anxious, and even uncertain. Uncertain indeed. It seems that the more information and knowledge we gain, the more uncertain we are. We have become less and less able to sit still, to enjoy looking at a painting, or to enjoy looking at a scene in nature. We find it difficult to stay in our own homes without the background noise of the TV. We find it difficult to drive in our vehicles without the background noise of the radio. Further, we have become less and less able to enjoy sitting calmly with one another and looking at each other and listening to each other in taking turns. In the early and mid-90s, brothers and sisters, when I was in seminary, we were told that sermons need to be between 12 and 15 minutes. Because, we were told, psychologists figured out that the average person can only concentrate on someone else speaking for 15 minutes. Today, statistics tell us that that length of focused time has decreased to only about 8 minutes. 8 minutes, brothers and sisters. It means that our teachers preparing lessons in schools and universities are going to lose the attention of their students in 8 minutes. It means that about 2 minutes and 45 seconds ago, I have lost most of you. And while this sounds funny, it really isn't. And I'm not sharing it to be funny at all. Because it also means that when a coworker of ours tries to prepare a training session for the rest of us, he or she should expect that his coworkers are lost after 8 minutes. And it gets worse, my dear friends. It gets a lot worse because it means that if my wife or my daughters try to tell me something important, they're likely to lose my attention. They're likely to lose my attention after those first 8 minutes. If this isn't real, I don't know what is. Distraction is not something new. People, minds, bodies even, groups, societies, entire nations become distracted with frivolous things. We begin to focus on numerous things that have no purpose. Like Father Anthony Conyers used to say, we become really good at majoring in minors. So in closing, my dear friends, please use this hesychastic prayer, this Jesus prayer, to stop the self, to stop and still the mind, the body, indeed the soul, all of them granted by the Lord God. Find a few minutes each day to pray the Jesus prayer. Find a corner, sit down facing an icon, and pray with intentional concentration the words that center us on the only source of peace and calm. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Amen.